This is part two in the Shir on Likutei Siches Chelek Tzayin, Tisa Aleph. If you have been listening to the first year, which I advise you, we've ended at the end of Seif Vav. And so in this part two and final part of the Shir on this Sicha, we're going to cover from Seif Zayin all the way till through Seif Yud Aleph. Let me just summarize the main point the Rebbe explained up until now, which, as a result of what the Rebbe just said in Seif Vav, there is a question that is raised now, and it has to be clarified, and the Rebbe continues now in the next part of the Sicha to explain at length. The Rebbe said, Eibishter, as told in the Medrash, in Yerushalmi, showed Meshe Rabbeinu Matbea Shal Eish and said, Zeyitnu ka Zeyitnu. This is what I want when I say Matzah Shekel, this is what I want that you should give. Meaning that obviously there was something missing to Meshe Rabbeinu. Either there was information he didn't know, either he had a question that Meisha had to clarify or answer through the Matbea Shel Eish and through the Matbea Shel Eish Dafka. And up until now, the Rebbe explained this at length. The beer in brief is the following. There are two dinim about Matzah Shekel. One is the din in Matbea, and the other is the din in Bevasachas. One is that you have to give one matbea, one unit, and not 10 matbeas, or chatiches kesef, or shavu kesef. And the other is the din that has to be all given at once, as we explained at length, the beer, the difference, and so on, between those two dinim in the first part of this year. The Rebbe says that without matbea shel eish, by just speaking or by just showing him at Be'er Shel Kesef, there would be two pieces of information that would be missing to Meshe Rabbeinu. One, that he wouldn't have known, he wouldn't have any clues. The other, the second one, that he would have known, but he would have a question about that information. The first one is the Tesis in Menaches, the second one is the Tesis in Chulin. The first one is the din in Matbea, the second one is the din in Bevasachas Karban. Meaning, with regard to the din of Matbea, without showing Matbea Shalesh, Meshe wouldn't have known that the Geder HaMitzvah, not only a condition as we explained at length in the first part, but the very definition of the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel is to give one Matbea. That he wouldn't have necessarily known and understood. Even by showing him and by Be'er Shel Kesef, he wouldn't have known. So the Eibishter had to show him a Matbea Shel Eish, as explained earlier, at length, based on Seif Hei in the Sicha, that with the Eish, Eibishter was able to convey that message that it has to be one Matbea. That's one thing, that's Tesis in Menaches. Then, the Rebbe says, in Tesis in Chulin, there, Meshe understood the concept, the other din, the idea of Bevasachas, of Kefir Nafsha, and somebody had a question about it. He understood it because the Eibishter said, V'nosnu ish Kefir Nafsha. I mean, it's a korban. It's a korban yachid. Not just a korban, it's a korban. As a result, it has to be given Bevasachas. All this he understood. But he had a question, how could Matzah Shekel be a korban kapara bichlal and bifrat, in particular, with regard to the oven ha'egel, which is what Matzah Shekel was all about? That is the Tosfos in Chulin. So the Rebbe continues and proceeds now, Seif Zayin and Vayta. That means that when the Eibishter showed him at Matbea Shel Eish, in addition to letting him know the information of the Din Matbea, he also via the Matbea Shelesh, answered the question that Moshe had about the carbon. So now we need to understand, how was that question answered through the Matbea Shel Eish? And also, why do you need a Matbea Shel Eish to answer that question? How do you answer that question through the Matbea Shel Eish? So what I'd like to say now in the next few minutes is based on Siv Zayin and footnote 68. Which footnote 68, although it's a footnote, it's crucial in the thread of the Sicha here. Which is, before the Rebbe addresses how Matbea Shel Eish answer Moshe Rabbeinu's question, first the Rebbe adds a point here that with Matbea Shel Eish, the Eibur shall also convey what type, what level of kapara Matzah Shekel is all about. Now this information wasn't the question of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, it wasn't a chidush for Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood it already from the words "V'nosnu ish kofer nafshoi," as we'll see soon in a minute. Yet, despite the fact that this is not what his question was about, that this is not a chidush for him, yet the Rebbe says that this information was conveyed through the Matbea Shel Eish, and that is, there are two methods, two levels of kapara. You know, you have a virus in a MacBook, in a computer. There are two ways to deal with it. One is you repair it, you remove the virus. And one, sometimes you just can't repair it. You just change, you have a new MacBook. You have a new computer. Al derech moshel, al derech zeh, the Rebbe says, kapara from chatoim could be two ways. One is lechaper al nafshei sechem. You remove the stain, you remove the tumor. The other, kofer nafshei. You like almost kavyachol switch, give the person a new nefesh, a brand new metzias, a brand new nefesh. And the Rebbe says, it also depends on the type of chatoim, meaning if the chait is a light chait, you can say, you can use the first method of kapara, removing tumor. But if the chait is like chait ha'egel, which is negea, in the etzem of a Jew, chatoim, which are chiyuv misa, then the first method of kapara would not necessarily work. You will need kefa nafshu, you'll need the highest level, the kapara deluxe, you will need the highest level of kapara to be able to get a full kapara. The Rebbe says this is the difference between tvila b'mayim or kapara through esh. Tvila b'mayim, it's like removing, cleaning, removing the stain, removing the chait. But be'esh, esh in halacha, when something goes through kivshon ha'esh, goes through fire, it has a din of a new metzius, a new entity. Completely, it's like brand new. So Eish represents a kapara where the nefesh gets a brand new metzias, almost like a brand new nefesh. And kofer nafshoi, matzah shekel, was that type of kapara, because remember, it was on chet ha'egel, you needed that type of kapara. So by showing a matbea shel Eish, the Ebetra is also conveying that information, that it's almost like a reminder. You already said it, v'notnu ish kofer nafshoi, and he reminds, he illustrates that by showing Matbea Shel Eish, that the level, the method of kapara is a kapara shel Eish. Yet, as we said earlier, that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's question. And not only that, he knew it. He knew that this is the type of kapara because he understood it from the word v'notnu ish kofer nafshoi. So now, what we need to understand is, how does Hashem answers Moshe Rabbeinu's question by showing him a Matbea Shel Eish, the question about the carbon. So to explain that, the Rebbe says, look, really what we have to understand is what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. We have to redefine the question of Moshe Rabbeinu. Once you understand exactly what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question, you can understand what is the Eibishter's answer through the vision of the Matbea Shel Esh. And Bekitzer, I'm going to go brief here. Rabbi says that the answer was, with all the details mentioned in the Medrash, Erhalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, Hero, he revealed, a Matbea Shel Esh, Mitachas Kisek Voidoi, from under his throne, Shemishkala Machtzis HaShekel, which had a weight, had a physical weight of 10 Gera, which is Neis Betoich Neis. Neis, the vision of a Matbea Shel Esh, Betoich Neis, that normally Esh doesn't have weight. Here, somehow the Eibishter was able to make Esh having a Mishkal, having a weight of Eser Gera. And all of those details, Hera, Matbea Shel Esh, Mitachas Kisei Gvoidoi, Mishkala, are an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? The Rebbe says this is the question of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not how come such a small thing like Matbea Shekel can be a kapar on Chet HaEgel. Because that we do see elsewhere, the concept that through a korban you could be mechaper a chet. The Eibishter demands the efforts of man. Lefi koichon, you do something, you make an effort, step towards the Eibishter. The Eibishter is mechaper. Even for chet ha'egel, we do see that there was a par hakrova sapar that was a korban kapara for chet ha'egel. A par, what is a par? A par is just a par, but it's not just the par, it's the effort that comes with it. It's the will, it's the desire to want to return, to do something. Sometimes you can put a coin in tzedakah, but you do it with effort, with feeling, with intention, with tshuva. So Meshe's question wasn't, as we understood it earlier, how davar mu'at, like a matzah shekel, can become a kapar on chet ha'egel. No, that's possible. That's possible that we would institute such a thing. Meshe's question was because there is something unique about Matbea Shel Esh that we don't find about any other korbanos, about any other kapara, and that is, a kapara normally you have to come and give it with will, with rotzen, with desire, with chayfetz. You have to want to come back to the Eibishter. You have to want to do something for the Eibishter, at least. For Matbea Shekel, we see the din is memashkenin bal kochoi. Somebody doesn't want to give Matbea Shekel, we force him, we take the Matbea Shekel from him by force. Not only that, with regard to korbanos, we also do find this concept that we force a yid to give a korban, but the din there is very precise. That we force him to say, Roitze ani, I want. At least he says, I want. True, it's forced will. Yet, the true will of a yid is to do Ratzon Hashem, as the Rebbe explains elsewhere in the Siches, with regard to Geirushin. So to hear in the Karbonis, the yid at the end says, Roitze ani, and that's its pinimius. But in Matbea Shekel, we don't even need the Roitze ani. That's strange. That's really a strange type of kapara. That is Moshe Rabbeinu's question. How could the giving of a Matbea Shekel, which comes against the will of the Yid, he doesn't even want to be connected to the Eibishter. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Yiddishkeit. He's screaming no. We don't even force him to say yes. We don't even do anything. We just take the Matbea Shekel and somehow this becomes an esina, a kapara, and noch, not stam a kapara, the ultimate kapara, and on, a chet, like chet ha'egel. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. And on that, the Eibishter answers, and the Rebbe adds here one word in a bracket in the beginning of Sif Yud, Pnimi. The term Pnimi, because the whole beer is a Biwala Pichsidis. Here it switches up until now. The entire Sicha was a Nigladika Sicha, but here when we reach that point, the Rebbe says Pnimi. Here we have to switch to Chsidis, because only Chsidis can really answer this question. The Eibishter says to Moshe, look, you see a Yid which is disconnected, Chata Egel, which doesn't even have anything to do with the Eibishter, which doesn't even want to give the Master Shekel. And you wonder how a forced Nesina would connect him back to the Eibishter, would have a kapara. I'm telling you, says the Eibishter, Matbea shel Eish. Eish here is the Etzem HaNeshama. The Etzem HaNeshama, especially has how the Etzem is Mushrash, is rooted in Tachas Kisek Voide by the Meibishten, is completely pure, wasn't affected at all, is one with the Eibishten. But more than that, that has an effect eventually even on the Yid here in this world, which the Rebbe calls even in the Koiches HaGluim of the Neshama. Koiches HaGluim, there are many Koiches. Kamus, that's the Mishkal. Or Mishkal, it's the material, physical aspect. That's how the Yid is Melubesh in Aguf. The Matbea Shel Eish, Shemishkala, which had a weight, had a physical weight, refers that there is a link, that there is a hashpa, that there is an influence between the Etzem HaNeshama and the Yid, how he is here lemata. You see a Yid lemata, and here the Rebbe adds another connotation to the Mishkal. Was schlepsich, Mishkal is heavy. He does Yiddishkeit with Mishkal, with the schlepsich, you say, this is kefinois, he doesn't even want to have anything to do with Yiddishkeit. Everything is a schlep. And you're thinking to yourself, how could this Yid be reconnected to the Eibishter, kapara? I'm telling you, said the Eibishter, matbea shel eish, within that Yid, brent a fire, brent the Etzem HaNeshama, and eventually this Etzem HaNeshama will get him back to be connected back to the Eibishter. Before we conclude with Sif Yud Aleph, I just want to say something here, perhaps a shtikel vart. Now with that, you also understand, remember, in the mitzvah of Master Shekel, we said the Geder HaMitzvah was Matbea. And the point was, the Eibishter wants a Matbea. He doesn't want Shave Kesef, he doesn't want Chatichas Kesef, he doesn't want 10 Matbeas, he wants 1 Matbea. Not only that, if you remember the bracket, if you followed for the first part of the shir, the bracket of page 387, the paragraph begins, Das heist, ulechol hayoisel, is as at night study as the kest dazam b'tzuras madbea. We said, more than that, we said, the Rebbe is saying that din of madbea, you can learn it in two ways. One way is that the Geder HaMitzvah is the weight. Sorry, is the 10 Gera, is the worth. And a condition is that it has to be a Matbea. Another way is that the Geder HaMitzvah is the Matbea. That's the Geder HaMitzvah. And the weight is just, meaning the worth, the 10 Gera is just a condition. And that is actually the right way, meaning that's actually the definition of Master Shekel. That's what Eibishter wanted to convey to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wants Davka Matbea. Which turns out, then, when we learn the Sicha, can ask it's a Klotz Kasha. So if the Eibishter really wants a Matbea, that's the main part. That's really what he cares, what he wants. it's almost like the worth of it, the shove kesef, the ten geran, it doesn't really matter. So at the end of the day, why is there such a thing that in the mitzvah of Maaseh Shekel has to be ten geran? If the Ebeshter really wants a matbea, he should have said, I just want a matbea. It doesn't matter what matbea. It doesn't even matter if it's a shavi pruta bichlal, because it's not about the shavias, it's about the matbea. Just give a matbea. It's obviously not that the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, of course, matbea. Yet, it has to be a kolpanim atnai, and atnai ikri, that has to be worth 10 gera. So how come? So we can say al pichsidus now, based on what the Rebbe just said, that in the vision of Matbea Shalesh and Mishkal La, Ten Gera, you can explain also in the Gedera Mitzvah Pashut Kipshutei, how there must be both elements. It must be the element of Matbea, and it must be the element of Ten Gera. The Iker HaKapara comes from the Etzem and Neshama, as we'll soon see, Sif Yudalef, which is represented by the Matbea Shel Eish, or but the what we give here, not Eish, but we give one unit, one matbea, which is one unit, which is the Etzem and Neshama. But at the end of the day, what is the Ebesh saying? That Etzem and Neshama isn't only how it is mitachas kisek voida connected to the Ebesh, but eventually espelt. It influenced, it has an impact even in the Mishkal of Hayid, even in the Koiches Agluim of the Neshama, even in the Guf and Nefesh Abamis, how Hayid lives here, Lemata Begashmis, even with regard to his Yiddishkeit, which apparently seems to be, his Maisa Amis, seems to be just a Schlep, a Mishkal, even there, the Etzama Neshama is spoiled. And that's crucial in the Kapara. Had it been a disconnection between the Etzem and the Neshama and the Yid Lemata, Meshe's question still remains. The whole answer of the Eibishter is that the Matbea Shel Eish, true, but Mishkala, right? Nes B'teich Nes, that it has an impact on the Yid eventually here Lemata. And Yeshlema, that this is represented in the Mitzvah too, that has to be one Matbea, true, and that's the main thing, as we soon see, because that represents the Etzem and the Neshama, yet at the end of the day, it has to be Eser Gera, the Eser Keiches HaNefesh. It has to have an impact on the Yid here, the Mata Begashmis. So, to conclude with Seif Yud Aleph. Rebbe says, based on the Bir Apnimi of what Maaseh Shekel represents. And now we understood, Tesis in Chulin, that through the Matbea Shel Eish, the Eibishter, not only as in Tesis in Menaches, is letting him know that in Matbea, but also is letting him, is answering him his question, how it could be a kapara, because it comes from the Matbea Shel Eish, it comes from the Etzem and Neshama. So the Rebbe says, now you can understand how the two dinim in the Rambam, Bevas Achas and Matbea, really, they both evolve from one single idea, from one single point. And here, for the first time in the Sicha, we are getting a beer, some type of reasoning and rationale, a Pirsidus HaKolpanim, to the second din, that we must have a Matbea. If you remember in the Sicha al Pinigle, the Ragat Shaver, and so on, there was a beer for the first din, Bevas Achas, but there was never really a beer for the Matbea. Here we see a beer in Sif Yud Aleph. And that is, the Rebbe says, that being that the Koyach HaKapara, that the possibility for Maaseh Shekel to be Mechaper HaYid, even such a Yid that doesn't want to have anything to do with Yiddishkeit apparently, and noch on a chet, like a chet ha-egel of chiyuv misa, of complete disconnection with the Eibishter. For the kapara to work, it has to come, he has to reveal, he has to express the Eish b'neshama, the Etzem b'neshama. And it is from there, from the Etzem of a Yid, that is the koyach ha-kapara of Maaseh Shekel. Therefore, says the Rebbe, every detail in the kapara, both in the methods, in the actions of how the kapara is being done, and the object with which the kapara is being done has to reflect that, has to reflect the etzem haneshama. So A, it has to be done bevasachas, at once. The etzem haneshama is not murkav, is not divided into parts, like koiches hanefesh. The etzem is one unit, is one single unit. There is no kamos, there is no erer, there is no shavius, there is no gashmius, of course, but there is one etzem. There is no mishkal, there is no number. It's one unit. Bevasachas, at once. So that's with regard to the method, how it has to be performed. But also with the object, with which it has to be performed, it has to be one single matbea. You can't use something which its main element is the kamus, such as shove kesev, or something, again, chatichas kesev, which its main element is the kamus, or ten matbeas, which again, it's the kamus. You have to choose something that clearly has that element of the one unit of the eichus, and that is the one single matbea. It represents the kapara that comes from the etzem hanefesh. And of course, as we said earlier, yet it has to be mishkala tengeira. And why? Because this etzem hanefesh, this matbea that has been given the vasachas, at the end of the day, the tachlis is it has to be payah on a yid dolemata, in a guf and nefesh abamis, in the mishkal aspect of the yid. So it has to have the tengeira, meaning that the matbea shebozeh is payel on the tengeira shebozeh. That the etzem nefesh of ayid is payel on the guf and nefesh abamis, on the mishkal of ayid dolemata. To conclude, just one final note is that now we understand, if you want to summarize the sicha, that when the Eibishter, I mentioned that I think in part one, at one point, but just want to mention that briefly now. When the Eibishter showed Meshe Rabbeinu and Matbea Shel Eish, the Eibishter really conveyed through that three pieces of information. Two that Meshe needed, one that he didn't really need, but yet it was still conveyed through it. First, something that Meshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have known, that's the din matbea. And that, the diuk is, matbea shel eish. Eish is something which is echuti and not kamuti. Two, the Eibishter answered the question of Meshe Rabbeinu, which is how Master Shekel, second in Korban Kapara, how could it be a kapara when it's done by Al Kochai? Eibishter answered that with Matbea Shel Eish. Eish is here a reference, a semel, a moshul, a metaphor for the Etzem HaNeshama. And three, which is something that the Eibishter also mentioned, by the way, that is that you should know, reminder, that the level of the kapara of Master Shekel is not like Tvila B'mayim, removal of stain, but it's Kapara Shel Eish, which is a complete new metzius. That piece of information, as the Rebbe points it out in Hora 68, is something that Moshe already understood, yet is conveyed once again through the Matbea Shel Eish. So that is why the Eibishter used the Matbea Shel Eish. It was because through that he was able to convey all those information all at once. Kol tov, chevre, and so take zayin Matbea Shel Eish of Klal Yisrael. Take zayin and Matbea Shel Eish, the etzem and shama of Ayid, as the Rebbe explains in the Ores, in the last two Esiyas, in the Aleph and Yud Beis, every Matbea Shel Eish should come back to the Eibishter. And that should bring, as Matbea Shel Eish is all about, to bring to Korbanos Tzibur. So Rebbe says, what does it represent? To bring to the Korbanos Tzibur of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.